President Donald Trump issuing a vague but thinly veiled warning to Hamas after the terror group announced it would delay the release of the remaining Israeli hostages in the Gaza Strip, putting the tenuous ceasefire deal in danger of collapsing. Hamas says it will not release the hostages that were scheduled to be freed this Saturday under the terms of the current ceasefire deal until further notice, claiming Israel already violated the agreement. In a post on X, a spokesperson for the terror group said Israel has delayed allowing displaced Palestinians to return to the Gaza Strip and denied humanitarian relief to the enclave that has been ravaged by more than 15 months of war. In a follow-up post, Hamas clarified this weekend's hostage exchange, which would see three more Israeli hostages let go, in exchange for hundreds of Palestinian prisoners would still go through if Israel, quote, fulfills its obligations. Relatives of some of the hostages gathered in Tel Aviv after the delay was announced, accusing Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of purposely sabotaging the six-week ceasefire deal. President Trump is going to bat for the key U.S. ally. You will recall Trump and Netanyahu met at the White House last week. President Trump now saying if Hamas does not return, not just the hostages set to be released this Saturday, but all hostages still being held in Gaza, all bets are off and let hell break out. You'll find out and they'll find out too. Hamas will find out what I mean. You're going to find out what I mean. These are sick people and they'll find out what I mean. Saturday at 12, Trump said. Trump did add it's ultimately Israel's decision what happens if the hostages are not returned this Saturday, saying Israel can override his ultimatum. What happens this weekend could restart the war between Israel and Hamas. As of now, the war might resume in early March if no agreement is reached on the more complicated second phase of the ceasefire. It calls for the return of all remaining hostages and an indefinite extension of the truce. Meanwhile, today, President Trump is set to meet with Jordan's king, Abdullah II, less than 24 hours after threatening to revoke aid to Jordan and Egypt if they refuse his demand to permanently take in most Palestinian refugees from Gaza. The U.S. provides both countries with millions of dollars of military and economic aid every year. Trump received immediate pushback from the two allies after floating the idea last week as he announced his hopes the U.S. could ultimately take over the Gaza Strip, somewhat like a real estate venture, and redevelop it into the Riviera of the Middle East. He doubled down on that plan yesterday, saying Palestinians would not be allowed to return to the Gaza Strip as part of his plan for the United States to take ownership of the war-torn 25-mile territory. In an interview with Fox News host Bret Baier that aired on Super Bowl Sunday, Trump reiterated he believes a deal could be reached with Egypt and Jordan to permanently take in displaced Palestinians. This morning, one person dead and others are injured after a plane crash on the tarmac at the Scottsdale, Arizona airport late Monday afternoon. The city of Scottsdale sent out a statement saying the Learjet's main landing gear failed as the plane was landing. It was coming in from Austin, Texas, with four people on board. The Learjet skidded off the runway and crashed into a Gulfstream jet that was parked in a nearby ramp and had one person on board. TMZ is reporting that the Learjet is owned by Motley Crue lead singer Vince Neil. He was not on board, but his girlfriend was, and she was injured. This morning, she is in the hospital and reportedly had several broken ribs. So far, no identification. The person who died, however, JetPros, which owns the Gulfstream, released a statement confirming there were no injuries on its aircraft. The collision on runway comes less than a month after the deadly crash of a medical flight in Philadelphia and the American Airlines Black Hawk helicopter. Mid-air collision near Reagan National Airport, both at the end of January, more than 70 people died as a result of those crashes. This morning, European Union Chief Ursula von der Leyen vowed U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum will not go unanswered. In a statement, she said the EU will act to safeguard its economic interests, adding the United States can expect tough countermeasures from the 27-nation group. Yesterday, President Trump levied 25% tariffs on all imports of steel and aluminum to the United States. They are set to take effect March 4th, Diplomats say European Union trade ministers will hold an unscheduled video conference tomorrow to discuss the organization's response to impending tariffs. A federal judge has extended the pause on the Trump administration's plan to offer a deferred resignation buyout to tens of thousands of federal employees until he responds to, quote, the issues presented. Initially, U.S. District Judge George O'Toole Jutcher temporarily halted the administration's plan until Monday. But after a hearing yesterday, he said the delay would continue until he rules on a preliminary injunction. Three federal employee unions, with the support of 20 Democratic attorneys general, filed a lawsuit arguing the Office of Personnel Management's deferred resignation offer is an unlawful ultimatum to force the resignation of government workers under the threat of mass termination. During yesterday's hearing, a DOJ lawyer framed the offer as a humane off-ramp for federal employees before President Trump enacts sweeping changes to rebalance and reorganize the federal workforce. Before the pause, deferred resignation offered full pay and benefits until September for any federal employee who accepted by February 60th, with no obligation to work after they accepted the agreement. The Trump administration made the move in an effort to get federal workers who are working remotely from home to go back to the office. A possible business deal, a feud between two billionaires and artificial intelligence, all wrapped up into one. A group of investors, led by Elon Musk, is offering about $97.5 billion to buy the nonprofit that is behind OpenAI, a company that Musk actually helped get off the ground a decade ago. Musk and his AI startup called xAI, along with a group of investment firms, want to take control of OpenAI, the company behind ChatGPT. The success of ChatGPT has led to a big revenue stream for OpenAI. Last year, it announced plans to change its corporate structure. The matter is now in federal court in California. Musk's lawyer says the group of buyers want OpenAI to go back to its original charitable mission. However, OpenAI CEO Sam Altman quickly rejected Musk's offer, saying on X, "No thank you, but we will buy Twitter for $9.74 billion if you want." Musk bought Twitter, now called X, in 2022. Elon Musk and Sam Altman actually started OpenAI together in 2015, but a power struggle has led to a feud between the two, and Musk left in 2018. Finally this morning, Super Bowl 59 wasn't just a big win for the Philadelphia Eagles. A record 126 million people tuned into the big game this year, according to preliminary numbers, which saw a big boost thanks to streaming services. This marks the third straight year the Super Bowl set a viewership record, according to Fox Sports. Its broadcast of the game averaged 111.5 million viewers, while its free streaming service, Tubi, drew 13.6 million viewers. Another 800,000 watched on NFL digital platforms. The Super Bowl viewing record comes after the regular season actually saw a 2% drop in viewership on average. However, viewership did grow on NBC and Amazon Prime Video, the home to Thursday night football, particularly among younger audiences.